This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Today on our podcast, we consider rule number 8 out of 11 rules that it is reported that Bill Gates once gave as advice in a speech to high school students. 11 things they did not or will not learn in school. Here's rule number 8. Your school may have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades, and they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. So let's talk about making some real decisions when it comes to winners and losers. See, each and every day we are faced with numerous choices. So let me give you some principles from the Bible that will help you make the right decisions in life. Number one, what biblical principle should inform my decision? Well, Proverbs 2 and verse number 6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Remember that we ought to trust in the Lord and lean not upon our own understanding. Principle number 2, or at least let's say question number 2, do I have all the facts? Oh, I don't want to make a decision before I have all the facts. Proverbs 18 and 13, "He who gives an answer before he hears it, it is to his folly and shame." Another question that you ought to ask yourself, is the pressure of time forcing me to make a bad or premature decision? Proverbs 19 and verse number 2 says, "Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who makes haste with his feet errs." See, we need to be careful as to make hasty decisions. Question number 4, what possible motives are driving my decisions? Now, the Bible is very plain on this, my friends, that all of the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord is able to weigh the motives, Proverbs 16 and verse number 2. Even Jeremiah recognizes that we can be very self-deceived. And so we need to ask ourselves, do I have good motives for the decision that I'm about to make? Question number 5, how should past experiences inform my decision? Think about Proverbs 26 and verse number 11. "Like the dog that returns back to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly." Listen, if you're going to do the same thing the same way the whole time and expect different results, well, wise men have told us that that is a poor way of doing things. Question number 6, is there any wise counsel out there? Proverbs 11 and verse number 14 says, "Where there is no guidance, the people fail. But in the abundance of counselors, there is victory." So make sure that there's not some good advice that you can't seek from someone. Question number 7, have I honestly considered the warning signs? Proverbs 16 and verse number 25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof, they're the ways of death." See, have I considered the warning signs that are out there before I make this decision? Number 8, have I considered the possible outcomes for my course of action? In Proverbs 14 and verse number 1, a very interesting verse says that the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. Now, the ideal is that here is a woman who has not really considered the outcome of her actions. Her actions are not going to build up her family, not going to build up her home, but is actually going to tear it down. Just the opposite of what she wanted it to do. Question number 9, could these decisions jeopardize my integrity? Could they hinder my example before the Lord? Proverbs 22 and verse number 1 says, a good name is rather to be desired more than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. Don't do anything that would bear upon your good name or bear upon your example for the Lord. And finally, question number 10, is there a better option that would allow me to make a greater impact for the kingdom of God? Proverbs 11 in verse number 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. My friends, may I remind you once again that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others. Now, the source of this rule is not Bill Gates, but it's the Bible. And it's the second most important commandment next to that of loving God. And that is, we should love our neighbor as ourselves. So, let me encourage you not just to think about good manners, not just to listen to the podcast on good manners, but let me encourage you to practice good manners always. And God bless.